Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, and we said we're going to bring a raya that goyim are chayiv l'shmoya b'yisurei d'rabbanon, even though they're not chayiv in l'sasur, because l'das ha-rambam, b'sfeket ha-raisa mutim min ha-torah v'asim d'rabbanon, so somebody who's a suffik goy, suffik Jew, hayim min ha-din that he could eat nevelis, because min ha-torah, Suffolk Lakul, and even the Rabbanan Lachur, nevertheless, and it's sad that he's a guy, he doesn't have to listen to the Rabbanan, because he's not Mitzuveh and Lo Sasur. So, Atenach, the Sovereign Sake, the Rites of Torah Lachur, we can say that Minatorah, he's Chayav al Suffolk Yisrael, not the Nevelis, and he has to listen to the Diraisa. But if it's only the Rabbanan Lachur, we could say, normally for a Jew it's the Rabbanan Lachur, but here, it might be a guy. And then it's sad that he's a guy. Is no chiyuv l'shmo to the Rabbanan because it's only a suffik. You can't say that by goy there's no halacha of suffik isur min haTorah l'kula because it's not true because we paskin that it can't be something that's usher to a guy and it's mutter to a Yisrael. Since for Yisrael, a suffix is mutter, so to a guy, a suffix is also mutter. So again, it would come out that according to the Rambam, that Tzvik Adorai says mutter min haTorah, Nas deRabbanan, a suffix guy, suffix Jews will not eat nevelis. Because he's only usher to deRabbanan, and on the tzad that he's a guy, it's not usher at all. They don't have to listen to the Rabban. And Ksuba says, well, on the base, it says that a tinok shenolad birshu rakusim have a kusim. We say nafkamina lachil in a velis. You have a guy who's a baby, who's born in a city that's mostly goyim, has a din of a guy, and the nafkamina is you can serve him nevelis. And it's mashma if it's 50-50, and allowed to give him nevelis. The question is, Racheshman is right, since a guy himself is mutarit nevelis, why should it be out to the feet? Why should it feed him nevelis? If it's 50-50, why should it be asur to feed him nevelis? The rice it's mutter b'chlal, because fake the rice in the Torah, the kul according to the Rambam. And the Rabbanan, the tzad that he's a goy, is not chayiv in this at all, so we could be mekel. He doesn't have to listen to the Rabbanan, so why can't he take like the side that he's not chayiv to listen to the Rabbanan? And yet the Gemara says that if it's rov akum, he'll have to feed nevelis 50-50 and all that, so it's muchach. That even a guy has to listen to Isurim de Rabbanan. And since by Safik Isser, the rabbi said to be Machmir, the guy also has to listen B'zayin Mitzvahs Delay. So it comes out that a guy is not allowed to eat Nevelis when he's a Safik guy, and we're not allowed to feed him. He's a guy, even on the tzad that he's a guy, he still has to listen. Because the rabbis are telling him not to eat the nevela misafik, because he might be a Jew. So even the guy has to listen to the rabbis. And the rabbis say, listen, since you might be a Jew, you're not allowed to eat this. You're not allowed to eat this nevela. And since he's not allowed to eat the nevela, we're not allowed to feed it to him. But the truth is, we can be talking to the Ryan, we can say that since the Israel is coming to feed him the nevela, the Safek guy, he has to listen to the Rabbanan, so it's true that the guy himself is allowed to eat it, because he doesn't have to listen to the Rabbanan. Nevertheless, Hogar Mishaita, even though it's a mutter for him to eat, nevertheless, we're not allowed to feed him, like it says in the Beis Yosef in Ebenezer Siman Aleph. Sivav. So to in our case, even though the guy himself is mutter to eat, because since he's a suffic guy, since it's sadly he's a guy he can eat. Nevertheless, we, since we're mitzvah l'shmo d'vrei chachamim, we're not allowed to feed him the nevela. And this discussion is l'chora talui in the reason that you're not allowed to do svi, you're not allowed to feed him. According to the Truma Sedeshin, in the Pesachim and Simit Samach Beis, the reason you're not allowed to be machi l'katan, davar asr lo, is because he's not in the seragel, he doesn't get used to doing the yisr b'gad lus. So according to this, it would appear that since Medina, he's allowed to eat, there's no Isser Sphia. And if somebody don't know, it should be mutter to be Machil Nevelis. However, according to what's mukhach from the Rajba, in Nidus Amchalif, and even more, in his Perish Togadus Hashas, the reason of Rav Ami, that Matil and Tzitzis Beged Shalmeis in Agus of Yochanan, is because the Isser Sviya, is because of Isser Sviya, because you're not even allowed to give a Meis Isser, Ayin Sham, so it's mukhach, that the reason of Isser Sviya, for putting a Beged of Arba Kampus in the Meis, is feeding a Misser, if it doesn't have Tzitzis. So it's mukhach, that the reason of Isser Sviya, it's not that he doesn't get used to doing the Isser, that's not shaykh by a mace. Rather, Torah asked her to be machil adam dvaris. So according to this, we can say that in our case, since the Jew must be machmir, misafek, so what then, that he has to be machmir, that maybe this person is a safek Jew, safek or maybe he's a Jew, and you're not allowed to give him a dvar Isser. Even though, for the child himself is a safek or it's mutter for him to eat. So that's a dvar chiddush. So again, Shaila is feeding a guy. Why is it asur to feed a chatzi, 50% that he's Jewish, 50% that he's not Jewish? Why is it forbidden to feed him the velis? The fort is that he's going to be misrago begadluso. We're not worried that when he gets older, he's going to be used to eating the velis because he's allowed to. Because he might be a guy, and a guy doesn't have to listen to the rabbis. So why should it be usher to feed him in a vela? But if the reason is because you're not allowed to be machil isser the mace, you're also not allowed to be machil isser the cotton. So for us, it's not us, it's isser. Because maybe he's Jewish. So the tinok himself is allowed to eat it. Because he's a safek goy, shari lalecho. But for us, we have to be machmir misafek. We have to be choshish that he's Jewish. That's why you're not allowed to be machmir lo nevelis. We have to be machmir, he doesn't. So what do you see from here? See from here that one can argue that a guy is not allowed to eat, has to listen to the Rabbanan. Where do you see that? From what we said before. That why are you not allowed to feed the guy? Because he's not allowed to eat. You're not allowed to feed him because he's not allowed to eat. So then we argue, no. Maybe he is allowed to eat. But you're still not allowed to feed him like a shaita. He's allowed to eat on kosher, but you're not allowed to feed him. So you're also, we have to listen to Dibre Chachamim, so we can't feed him in a veil. And then we said that's really talui. Because if pshat is, he's going to be misragal, he's going to get used to it. So here there's no chashash of him getting used to eating in a veil, because he's allowed to eat in a veil, mitzad him. So why aren't you allowed to feed him? So it must be, the reason you're not allowed to feed him is because he's not allowed to eat it himself. So he has to listen to the rabbis. And then you can argue that no, the Yisra Sviya is, like we see from the Rashba, it's because you're not allowed to feed somebody a Dvar Yisr. So you have to be Machmir Misafik, but he doesn't. But Akopanim, we see that it could be that the guy is himself Asr and Dirabbanim. And we brought in the previous year numerous rayas that even if you're not Shaykh B'lo Sasr, you still have to. You still have to keep the Rabbanans. And the answer is that this is what Rav Chanan says in Divrei Sofrim. Shekol ma shetzivu chama ani yodim shkenu ura gam ratzen Hashem zvar zel asus ritzoni zvarach shemo kol be'olim etzuv mvoyni metchilus b'yasin al zeh chanam tzoy nivu lasus son konu b'chol pa'al Hashem l'maneu v'odikat em patim yikol ha'mitzum mishum shkenu ura ratzen Hashem l'fotro v'makem shkenu shuchama alu v'ani yodim shetzkim v'datam da'asem mokom v'meil l'chayv lasus k'divrei mshkenu ritzoni zvarach. That's the will of God. And the will of God, everybody has to do. So it's the will of God that we listen to the rabbis. And therefore, women have to listen to the rabbis, even though they might not be shayach to lo sasur, like we proved in the previous shir. And ketanim, and In the shofar case in Rosh Hashanah, do you have to listen to the Chachamim, even though there's no Lo Sasser? There's no Lo Sasser because the essay of blowing shofar is Darcha the Lo Sasser. And yet we still say that it's an essay in a Lo Sasser saying you're not allowed to do the Avera, in order to blow the shofar. Why not? Why not? It's Darcha the Lo Sasser. The answer is you're right, it's Darcha the Lo Sasser, but it's still going to be Asa Darabana. He says, an Isra Abban even without the Lassas. Why? Because it's the words of what's in of Hashem. So that's all Gabaldic. And to be Miyashev, back to the Kasha that we had in the first Shir, why did Yitzchak warn Esav about the Isra of Nevela to make sure that it's not a Nevela? He was a Suman, as soon as Pater. So we could be miyashiv this kasha b'derech achibud chidur with three hakdamas. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Beis Oschav Hei writes, "V'zeh yomim kabirim bi'arti dafim namer depatim mikol mitzvah milad mikol menosim mitzvah noch musar malem gam hu chayiv." So a suma is chayiv, and whatever ben noach is chayiv. And so our Sinai doesn't have that kedusha, but he still is nafik mikedushas ben noach. B'nei Noach, Sum is Chayiv, so he's also Chayiv. According to that, it's Sum is Musar, Eser Evri Menachai, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Sum is Patrim Yikol HaMitzvahs, because the Ben Noach is Musar on this. So Sum is Chayiv Midin Ben Noach. That's Hakdama number one. Dhamma number two is Gemara in Chulin, Das Rav Acha Bar Yankiv, Debas Rav Parash Menachai, Vodim Mifarkes, Asur Levenoch, that flesh that separated from the Chai when it was still Mifarkesis, when it was still moving around, is Asur Levenoch, and it says that Arot Shiar V'choy Tichadah Es Vasser Mbeis Shchitah Shal Behem Vodim Mifarkes, Mocha Yafa Yafa, Mdicha Yafa Yafa, Umantan Ad Shetei Tzei Navsha. So that's only good for a Jew, if you want to become healthy, so then cut out a Kizai Es Vasser for the Beis Shchitah Behem when it's still shaking, and salt it well, wash it well, wait until the animal dies, and then eat it. So that's all a Jew, because he did the kasher shchita. The behemoth mifarkes, he did the kasher shchita. But a benoach, the shchita is not matir. So what you chaytech from the behemoth vodim mifarkes is also loyla mishum evri menachai, even after shchita is a behemoth. So paskins the Rambam, perek tesim, uchus malacha, malacha yudbeis, kam da'as rajbo, that shchita sisrael b'behemoth tahor materes, nami mifarkes is le benoach. So even according to the Rashba, that the Shechita of a Jew is matir and farkesis to a Ben Noach, that's Shechita. But by Nechir, everybody holds that it's also for a Ben Noach to eat what was pulled off of a behema when it was still shaking around. So that's Hakdama number two, that a Ben Noach is in a lot of farkesis. And number three is that even those who hold that as soon as Patr Milavin is in a lot of nevelis, nevertheless, it would appear that Shechita is matir and he's allowed to eat basar shenitel shpodim mifarkesis because sof he's a Jew, and by a Jew there's a heter shchita in dino kagoi linyan shchita. Now since midrash Rabbi Kivager in the Gilin and Shulchan Aruch Yerideh Siman Aleph Sif Tes, it would appear a little bit that he holds that even the gavei suma atzmai shchita doesn't help, but we can bring a raya that does help for the suma. Menachas Memhei, it says, V'chol Nevela V'treif L'menof M'hem L'yochol HaKohanim. Kohanim L'yochol Yisrael Sharu. So the Gemara says that Kohanim are now eating Nevelas and Treifas. So the Gemara says, Kohanim are now letting the Yisraelim are allowed. So Rabbi Yochanan says that Eliyahu HaNavi is going to darshan in this parasha. Ravina says, no, we need this for Kohanim. Because I might think that since Ishtri Malika L'gavayu, Tishtri Nami Nevela V'treifa, I might think that since we were Matir and Nevela by them, Malika by them, we're also matir nevela and treifa. It's a kamash malan. There are matir malika. We're not matir nevela, but does it have a meaning that you be matir nevela for a coin? Hashem came by Yisrael, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, the question hangs fire. Eliyahu HaNavi is going to darshan this parasha. Now, if we say that if he's not musar on al shchita, shchita isn't mutter, it would emerge that according to the Havamina that Kohanim are allowed to eat nevelas, because the Havamina Kohanim are allowed to eat nevelas, then shchita wouldn't be matir by them. Because right, if the whole word is that if only if you're not musar ala shchita, shchita isn't matir, Right? You can say that about a Summa, somebody argued by a Summa. Since he's not Musar ala Shechita, Shechita is in Matir, then it will come out that Kohanim are allowed to eat Nevelis. And therefore, Shechita is not Matir for them. According to the Havamina, the allowed to eat Nevelis, Shechita is not Matir. Shechita is not Matir. So the question is, how then warn Kohanim to eat Psar Kodesh Kadoshim and not to be Moisir? Because Mashma, that even the Reos and the Bnei Me'ayim of the Behema, they have to eat and they can't leave it over. And then we have a Kasha, according to Rav Acha bar Yankov in Chulin, that we mentioned earlier, that since Shechita isn't Matir by the Kohanim, then the Reya and the Bnei Me'ayim are Eivim and Achai, like it says in the Gemara there in Chulin. The Gavei Nachri, that a goy is not allowed to eat from the Reya and the Bnei Me'ayim of the Behema of Shenishchata, because immediately betchilas Shechita, the Reya is Kemumencha v'dikla, Kenitlash mi Behema, Bodrim Farkeses Tami. So it's like the second you did the Shechita, so that's considered the Reya is already Eivim and Achai. It's already been detached. So that's a big problem. See, the goy is not allowed to eat from the Reya of the Bnei Me'ayim Shel Behema Shenishchata, because it was detached before the animal actually died. So that is the din of Eivim and Achai. So according to the Havamina, that Kohanim are allowed to eat Nevelis, then Shechita shouldn't be Matir for them. And if Shechita is not Matir, then it's also for them to eat the Reyas, the lungs and the stomach, which is has a din Eivim and Achai, like we see in the Gemara. How then do the Kohanim eat the Besar Kodshim, Kodesh Kadashim, and the Nala to be Moisir? Aye, it's also for them to eat part of the animal. So we see that it's true that they're not Musar ala, that they're not Musar ala Shechita, and they can eat Nevela in the Havamina, but Shechita is still Matir. Even in the Havamina, that they're allowed to eat Nevela, Shechita is still Matir. So according to this, it would appear that even though kachim requires shechita, mishum avoides kachim, nevertheless, we skipped a stage. So that apparently, first we can be mechalek and say that kachim are different. You need shechita because of the avodas hakarban. And memela, the shechita is matir for the kohanim of Bnei Me'ayim, because you do need the shechita. But a suma who's not musar, a listener of vela, and mitzvah shechita, maybe shechita doesn't help for the suma at all. Like we wanted to say before, since the suma is not musar and avela, maybe shechita doesn't help for him at all. Helps for the kohen because he needs the shechita for the avodas hakodshim. However, it would appear that this isn't true because Rashi in Chulin 9 Dalet Amud Beis Dibur Maskil de Gamar writes that a ben pekua is puzzle for Karban Pesach because it's yosei dofen. And Tosis writes there that that's not the reason of the psul. Rather, because ben pekua is dino kishachut, because ben pekua has a din that it's already shechted. That's why it's pasul karban pesach. Rashi holds it's pasul karban pesach because it's yotzei dofen, it wasn't born in the natural way. It's ben pekua. The mother was shechted, and then the animal came out. So, it's yotzei dofen. That's Rashi. Tosis writes it's because ben pekua has a din of shechut. That's why it's kosher for korban pesach. Taras chaim is miyashiv Rashi. The pesach kufel or kimon the ben pekua pasul mitam shechita dikel meimar. The shechita is pesach enem akevus mitzad atzma de lo boi shechita le mishum de la dam utzarach lezarko agave mitzbeah. Now, you can't say that the korban pesach of ben pekua is pasul mitam shechita, that it doesn't have, because it's already considered shechted. Because it could be that Shechita's Pesach is a ma'akev. Mitzan atzma. You just need Shechita for the dam, in order to be Zorik the dam in the Zbech. So maybe you can just shech the dumper corn, get the dam. That's the only reason why you need the shechita. So that's why Rashi didn't accept Tosfos. So now we can say according to this, that even though by kachim we require shechita, mitzad avodas hakachim, nevertheless, since the shechita isn't coming to be matir, like we saw in the Teres Chaim, el mishum de la dam hutzarech, the shechita is there because you need the blood. That's why I have to do shechita. Maybe that's not enough to be matir the b'nei me'ayim, the shechita. And even according to Tosfos, holds that you do need shechita. Nevertheless, you only need shechita mitzad avodas hakodshim. So according to Rashi, the Imam Shita, according to the Torah Chaim, that you don't need shechita. The shechita is only there for the dam. That's not enough to be matir b'nei me'ayim. And even according to Tosfos, who argue that you do need the shechita, who says the shechita is matir b'nei me'ayim, you just need it to medina avodas kodshim. Maybe the shechita is not enough to be mati the b'nei me'ayim, because shechita in theory isn't necessary, just needed for the avoda. But it's not a proper shechita to be mati the b'nei me'ayim. Just like according to Rashi, the shechita is not coming to be mati, or it's just there for the dam. So shechita is not mati. So according to Tosfos, shechita is not going to be mati. So now we can say the following. But wait, first we have to say that these Kohanim, at the end of the day, are allowed to eat the Bnei Me'ayim. So why that a little? How do you eat the Bnei Me'ayim? It's not because the shechita is matir, because the shechita is either for the dam or mitin avoda. But you don't need the shechita to be matir the animal. So how is it matir the b'nei me'ayim? The answer is, because even though it's not necessary for the Kohen to have shechita, again in the Havamina, but when it does have shechita, it's matir. It's matir even b'nei me'ayin, it makes it not Eivor Menachai. And the same thing with a Summa. That in a Chinami, a Summa is not Musar Alisar Nevela, but if shechita is done, shechita is going to be effective. He doesn't need shechita, but if shechita is done, shechita is going to be effective. Just like the Kohanim. The Kohanim don't need Shechita in the Havamina because they're allowed to eat in a Vela. But if the Shechita is done, then it's going to be effective. They don't need the Shechita They can have without, they can eat without Shechita. And their shechita wouldn't be enough to be matir the b'nei me'ayin, because they don't have to have shechita. They could do without shechita. The shechita is only the dam hutzarech, or it's only the avodas kachim. So they don't need the shechita, so it's not enough to matir b'nei me'ayin. Therefore, how's the b'nei me'ayin matir? It must be that even though they don't need the shechita, to eat the animal, nevertheless, once shechita is done, it's takamatir, the whole animal. And same thing with the suma. Once shechita is done, then it's considered a valid shechita for the suma. And therefore, for a suma, even though it's mutter from Tit Nevelis, but Shechita is matir, and if Shechita is matir, it means that basar that was nitlash ba'idam mefarkeses, basar that was detached when the animal was still moving around, for the suma, he's allowed to eat it. Because the shechita is matter, even though shechita is not necessary. It's like by a kohen, the shechita is matter, even though the shechita per se isn't necessary. So now it could be miyashev, ba'ifin ma'od mefarif, derechidut, the kasha, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Yitzchak was mutter of the nevelis, so why is he concerned that he shouldn't be eating nevelis? What's the sana? Hashchaza, sharpen your knife. So Rehira will say that is his son, Allah Shana Hashchaza, that he's telling him to be shaychet, that he shouldn't bring a maver menachai, since Basim Beis Hashchit Abodim Farketzis, his title of Chayla Kadeshi Avri, like we saw in the Gemara. So Yitzchak wanted to get better, wanted to be mechazik his guf by eating his eyes, Basim Beis Hashchit Abodim Farketzis. And therefore he had to tell him, I want you to shecht, I don't want you to do nechira. Because only Ayde Shechita, Yemutr and Lecho, the only way you can eat what's pulled off. When the animal is still shaking around, that's only Shechita's matir then. Only after you do a proper Shechita. That's why I told him to do the proper Shechita, because he wanted to get out of the Eber Menachai problem. Not to get out of the Nevela problem. He's Ladi Nevela, according to Rabbi Yitzchak, according to Rabbi Yehuda, because he's a Suma. So he's Ladi Nevelas. But he wants to get out of the Eber Menachai problem. How to get out of the Eber Menachai problem? And the Farkesis Yanali, he wants to eat from the base of Shechita, have a piece of meat from the base of Shechita. The Gemara says it's good for you, wanted something good for him. So he says, I want a piece of meat from the base of Shechita, but how am I going to do that to get it when it's Odom and Farkesis? Save him and Achai. The answer is do a proper Shechita. And therefore he told him to sharpen the knife. So we had a kasha, why Yitzchak told Esav to Shech not to give him Nevelis. He's a Suma, Mutter Lechol Nevelis, Ladas Rabbi Yehuda Depart Mikol HaMitzvahs. So you could say maybe Midei Rabbanan Yitzchai V'Chol HaMitzvahs. And if it's not a kasha, why we don't prove from Yitzchak you're allowed to eat from Shechita's Mummer? Because as a Shapir, the Shem Lo Haya El Isser Midei Rabbanan. And therefore, the Rabbanans, we're Gemara trying to prove Daraisis, only prove from Midei Rabbanans. So we have Rabbi Kiva Eger prove from the very fact that Asumas Chayv Midei Rabbanan. It's muchach that assumes chayv belavin. So otherwise, he's not chayv in lo sasser. All the rabbanans are built on lo sasser. So it must be that assumes are chayv in the rabbanan. And since they're chayv in the rabbanan, they're also chayv in lavin. And they're not allowed to eat nevelis. But it's not so pashut. Because if you say that, and the fact that Suman Achayv Durabban, it's Mukhuk, they're Chayv in Lavin, including Los Asur, the Rai that they're Chayv in Lavin is that they're Chayv in Los Asur, otherwise, how they're Chayv in Durabbanan. It's not Pashut, because we saw the case in Rosh Hashanah. The Shovish of Rosh Hashanah is not Doche Shuvus Durabbanan, because the Shuvus is an essay and a Lois essay. So why don't we say that the essay is Doche Lois Asur? Once it's not Los Asur, there's not Durabbanan anymore. Another Kasha is why is it cut in Chayv in Durabbanan Bechinuch? He's not Mitzul and Lysasar. Goy. How's a Goy Chayv in his Durabban? He's not Chayv in Lysasar. And a Goy is Chayv Lishmo Midurabban, and otherwise, Safik Goy Safik Yisrael. A Jew should be allowed to feed him. Nevelis Minatara, because Sveik and Lakula. So the Rabbanan, it's not that he's a guy, he doesn't have to listen to the Rabbanan. So Minat Torah, he's allowed to eat Nevelis. And then the Rabbanan is also allowed to eat, because he doesn't have to listen to the Rabbanan. So why aren't you allowed to feed him the Nevela? You're not allowed to feed him the Nevela. Why not? Maybe because he is chayv to listen to the Rabbanan. We also proved that women aren't musharas belose shem b'maisa, and lo sasur sometimes doesn't have a maisa that makes it a lose shem b'maisa. So women aren't chayavas in lo sasur, can't be. So you see that you can be chayav because women are definitely chayav in the rabbanans. You have to listen to Chamim. And therefore, even if you're not Mitzvah and Leisasar, you have to listen to Chamim. And Leisasar is just a Gili Milsa that God wants you to listen to Chamim. This reveals to us the Ratzon of Hashem. But even without that Pasuk, had we known, then you would have to listen. It makes sense that Hashem wants you to listen to the Chachamim. And we had another teretz why Yitzchak was makbid on the Shechita, based on Menchas Chinuch, that B'nai Noach are chayiv, should be surim should B'nai Noach chayiv behem, gam suma chayiv, what if B'nai Noach is chayiv and his suma is also chayiv. So every menachai suma is chayiv. And even though we can prove that even though suma is patrim mitzvah Shechita, but the Shechita still matter him to eat from the B'nai Me'ayin, just like the Kohanim. They might not need Shechita, but they can still eat the B'nai Me'ayin. So the Shechita doesn't matter the animal, it makes it non-Ever Menachai for the Summa. And the Gemara Chulin says that a Basr Nitlash Me'abeam Heim Bodim for Kesesik helps Chizik Aguf, so Yitzchak wanted to help to Shech properly in order to be matter the Basr that was Nitlash while it was Tumim for Keses. If we wanted it to be a proper shechita, wasn't a proper shechita, then it would be Ever Menachai. No, Hadvarim Nifla Me'od, and Baruch Hashem, we were zochah to learn it together. And obviously there's a lot more to say about this, but in the meantime, we saw Niflaos B'Torah Hashem, and we should be zochah to continue doing so. Shalom, shalom.